Today is exactly 32 years when the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council, AFRC, led by Flight Lieutenant J.J. Rawlings, handed over power to Dr. Hilary Mann of the People's National Party, PNP, in September 1979. This happened 3 months after the AFRC, which is made up of junior officers of the Ghana Armed Forces, overthrew the SMC2 military government of General Ekufu. George Asseka reminds us of events on that fateful day when Dr. Liman took over as the third civilian president of Ghana.
Flight Lieutenant J.J. Rawlings and the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council, AFRC, seized power on June 4, 1979, from the Supreme Military Council II, which was headed by General Akufu. Exactly 3 months after the overthrow of the SMC2, elections were held, and on the 24th of September that same year, Dr. Hilary Mann was sworn into office as the third civilian president. Today is exactly 32 years when then-president-elect Dr. Hilary Mann took the oath of the presidency.
I, Hilary Mann, having been elected to the high office of President of Ghana, do hereby, in the name of God, swear that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana, that I shall strive at all times to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. I do hereby dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of Ghana, and to do right to all manner of persons. I further solemnly swear that should I at any time break this my oath of office, I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana and suffer the penalty therefore. So help me God.
President Hilary Mann promised to serve the country devoid of partisanship. He commended the AFRC for conducting a free and fair election, which brought his party, the PNP, into office.
Chairman of the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council, Your Excellency President Ahmed Sekou Touré, Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members of Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, it is my special duty and pleasure to address you on this momentous occasion, which marks the end of the long period of blatant and shameless abuses which have so destroyed confidence in our people, in all our institutions, and in our values, that we are all yearning for a welcome change for the better. Never before since independence have the demands on government therefore been greater, the tasks heavier, and the fears, hopes, and expectations higher than now.
Dr. Hilary Mann, the spokesman for the Ezwal AFRC, Major Bwachijan, says he has no regrets at all for being part of the 1979 revolution. He said the action was a call to duty by concerned men in the armed forces, since it was a constitutional mandate to get rid of people who had overthrown civilian governments and had perpetrated themselves in power. Major Bwachijan told George Asseka that even though the AFRC was up to expectation, he never supported the return of J.J. Rawlings in 1981 with the PNDC. He described the handing over of power to Dr. Liman in September 1977 as a joyful moment.
The handing over took place on my birthday. So when you talk about feel, that's how much I feel, how much I'm attached to it. The Third Republic was ushered in on my birthday, under Hilary Mann. So there was a great expectation for it to survive. As it turned out, it didn't.
Were you happy that the coup took place in the first place?
What do you talk about being happy? It's something that I said to do 10 years earlier, when I was working in graphic, and I gave up my job to join the army. It had all planned up. Gave myself 10 years. On the 9th year, it happened. I couldn't be more than happy with that.
32 years down the line, do you have regret being part of that?
No, no, no. See, regret doesn't come in at all. Because as I've titled my book, The Call to duty. There was a legal duty imposed on some of us to hold to account all those people who up till then have picked up arms to overthrow constitutionally elected government, which by the acts of this country have made them commit high treasonable offense, punishable by capital punishment, by death. So the highest form of punishment that was exacted does not attract any remorse or regret from us, because that's what the law says has to be done. And we did just that.
So why did you come back in 82?
I wasn't part of that. In 82, I was in UK, King's College, University of London, pursuing a postgraduate course in war studies when it all happened. I wasn't happy with that.
I'm wondering, 27 months of Dr. Hilary Mann's term was the shortest that we've ever had under any civilian government.
Busia was just about the same time.
Do you think we would have done better in terms of development if that coup hadn't taken place?
That is speculative. As somebody who has had some level of legal training, I tend to avoid speculation, which is not admissible in law.
Spokesman for the SWAL AFRC, Major Boachi Jan.